You're listening to Leading and Learning. This is the place where we talk about practical leadership, theology, fitness, how to create winning habits, and so much more. My name's David Spell, and I'm a retired police officer, a pastor, a New Testament scholar, and a leadership coach. My goal on Leading and Learning is to help you live your best life. Thanks so much for joining us today. Welcome back to Leading and Learning. This is episode number 460, The Importance of Reading to Your Children. Now, I actually wrote about this on my blog recently, but what I've found is some people prefer to get their content through a podcast, and I've had so much great feedback on this blog post that I wanted to make it available, a little bit of an expanded version in the podcast. So here you go. The question is, do you read to your children or your grandchildren? It really seems like this has become a lost art. For us, when we were raising our kids, it was very natural to read to them. My wife and I are both readers ourselves, so reading to our children was just a natural thing. But that's not really the case in many households. It just is so much easier to turn on the television, let them sit in front of it, or give them our iPad or our phone, let them play a game, or even watch movies or cartoons. I mean, these aren't bad things, but how much better is it when you've got that one-on-one quality time reading to your kids? Even family movie nights. Listen, there is something to be said for family movie nights. Those are great times to pick out a great movie, pop some popcorn, have some snacks, and enjoy being together. But I am suggesting also incorporating reading to your kids, maybe even the whole family. I can remember times when we would all sit around and I would read a book to the family, and there's still great memories associated with that. Now, there's five reasons that I'm going to give you why you should read to your children. And you may have some other thoughts, some other ideas, but I think these five really provide a good starting point. Number one, reading stimulates their imagination. Nothing gets our imagination going like a good story. Television is good, movies are good, but the thing about television and movies is they show you everything. They tell you everything. You don't have to use your imagination when everything is in front of you. But a great story forces us to create pictures and a storyboard in our minds. When your children hear a story, they're forced to use their imaginations like they never will when watching TV. So if you want to help your children to think, if you want them to really develop that imagination, which is going to help them in so many ways throughout life, read a great story to them, because it forces them to picture what they're hearing. It forces them to hear, forces them to create in their minds what they're seeing. I can remember when my kids were young and we would read to them, whether just, for example, maybe The Hobbit or The Chronicles of Narnia or something else. But I can remember them sitting with colored pens and crayons and pieces of paper, and they would actually draw stories about what I was reading. And I thought, what a great idea to help them stimulate their imagination. Number two, this is a great one. We all need this. It provides quality time with our children. Listen, we're all busy. We all have so many things going on. School things, work things, clubs, sports, church, family events. These are all important things. But at the end of the day, we've got to spend time with those that are the most important to us, and our kids should be. And so having time with our children is often one of the things that gets neglected in our hectic lifestyles. But creating the habit of reading to our children gives us some great time together, and it's going to create memories that are going to stay with them forever. Making sure that they get that story before they go to bed is just a great habit. And especially as they get older and you can read longer books, it creates a sense of anticipation. As I said, reading the Chronicles of Narnia or The Hobbit, these are full-length books. And so there was always some anticipation when we would stop and they're like, oh, can't we read a little bit farther? This is a good part. And sometimes we would, but then other times we'd have to say, no, it's bedtime, but we'll pick it up again tomorrow night. And so now there's this great anticipation about getting to spend time with mom or dad again and get to pick up where we left off in this exciting story. So quality time with our kids. There's nothing like having that little one snuggle up in your lap as you read a great story to them. Well, don't go away. We'll be right back. I've still got three more great reasons why it's important to read to your kids. But speaking of great stories, I want to give you this week's resource highlight, and it's my series, the Chuck McCain series. Now, I've written two series of books. The first was the Zombie Terror War series. I've had people tell me this is better than The Walking Dead. Now, I don't know about that. I appreciate the kind words, but that's what I've been told, is that people love that zombie series. But the series I want to highlight today is the Chuck McCain series. And this picks up where the zombie series left off. So far, there's 5 books in the series. I'm almost done with book 6, which will be released probably in the next month or so. But this series is, people have compared it to the TV show, if you remember the TV show 24, The Terminal List. If you like action and adventure, this is the type of stuff that I'm writing. It's a thriller genre with police and terrorists and military and romance and attacks on America. And it's just an action-packed series. The first book in the series, Storm Clouds Rising, somebody told me it was like reading a story right out of the news. And I'd be wrong to say, I wouldn't be honest if I said I didn't get ideas from what's going on around us, because, we're better to draw from. But listen, check out the Chuck McCain series. Click on that link. You can read a little bit of each book for free and check it out. It's something great to put on your list for your summer reading list. I'm recording this and at the end of April. And, we all want to read some books over the summer. So by all means, grab your copy of one of these books or the entire series, because I know you will love them. And then after you read them, let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, we're jumping back in. We're talking about the importance of reading to our children. Number 3, reading to our children will give our kids a love for reading. You know, the consensus seems to be, I don't have time to read the book. I'll wait till the movie comes out. And this seems to be the prevailing view of so many people I know. But helping our children develop a love for literature is one of the greatest life skills we can impart to them. Listen, don't get me wrong. Movies are good. I enjoy good movies, especially when they're based on a book that I've enjoyed. But you know as well as I do, the movie can never do justice to the book. They just can't capture all the nuances. There's so much they just can't put in there. And so while the movie might be great, one example is the Lord of the Rings series or the Hobbit movies. Great. They really, really did a good job, but the books are always better. So teaching our children to appreciate great literature, you know, you've heard the old adage, leaders are readers. And if we want our children to make a difference in the world, if we want our children to be well-rounded, to be intelligent, if we want our children to be just the kind of people that can make an impact in the world, one of the great tools we can give them is by equipping them with a love for reading. Number four, teaching our children to read is going to help them in school. Reading to your kids is going to help them have a broader worldview, better critical thinking skills, and an exposure to differing viewpoints. Man, we sure need more of that today, don't we? Of course, when they're young, you can focus on reading books that highlight important skills, such as reading, counting, maybe even other languages. But as they get older, you can begin to expose them to some great works of literature that they're going to enjoy, but also educate them in other ways. Listen, great fiction teaches us. You know, I just highlighted my series, the Chuck McCain series. Every one of those books is designed to teach something about what's going on in the world today. Look, I was a cop for 30 years. Some of the stuff that I pull from is stuff that I was actually involved in. And so it's the same with great fiction, all other great fiction. The author is generally trying to teach something, but he's wrapping it up in a great story. And so we're learning something, but we're also enjoying it while we do that. So reading to your children is going to help them in school and really just make them smarter, more well-rounded people. And then number five, and this is such a great one. Reading to your children creates opportunities for great conversations. Think about it. Children are inquisitive by nature. They want to learn. And when they hear a great story, it provides us, mom and dad, with some great teaching moments. Why do you think that character in the story did what they did? What do you think they should have done? Have you ever had to make a decision to do the right thing, even when it was hard? What could that character have done differently? These are great questions we can ask when reading a story. And by teaching our children how to think critically, which is an important thing, but we're also addressing moral issues. We're addressing right and wrong. Again, we're talking about, we have an opportunity here for a great conversation. Listen, our children should learn morality from mom and dad. The schools obviously have failed in that. I mean, our churches should be a part of that conversation, of course. But mom and dad are a child's first pastors. They're the child's first teachers. And even for a child who's in school, mom and dad should still be their primary teachers. And so being able to ask great questions and having great conversations after a story is so important. And stories give us the chance to teach our children great life skills. We can highlight when a character makes a mistake. We can highlight when a character does the right thing. We can highlight what happens when we make bad choices or good choices in life. Now, let me do a quick recap. We've talked about the importance of reading to our kids. Number one, it stimulates their imagination. We want to help them be good thinkers. Number two, it provides us with quality time with our children. We all need more of that. Number three, reading to our children will give them a love for reading. Such an important skill to pass on to your kids. Number four, it's going to help them in school. Remember, we want our kids to have a broad worldview. We want them to have critical thinking skills. And we want them to be exposed to differing viewpoints. And then reading to our children is going to give us opportunities for great conversations. We're going to be able to discuss moral issues. We're going to be able to discuss making good choices and bad choices. And what happens when we don't talk about the importance of having good friends. And there's just so many things we can learn by having conversations with our children. Well, that's five things. What else? What did I miss? Can you think of any other benefits to reading to your children or, at my stage of life, your grandchildren? I'd love to hear from you. Go to davidspell.com. Leave me a question or a comment in the comment section for today's post. I always enjoy keeping the conversation going. While you're at davidspell.com, make sure you check out all my other resources. My books are listed there. And if you'd like to contribute, my wife and I are involved in humanitarian efforts in different parts of the world. We would love to have you involved. And you can also subscribe to my newsletter. I send out a few times a year to highlight some of the things that we're involved in helping people around the world. Well, friends, thanks for being with me. We will see you next week on Leading and Learning.